Yo, what is good, everybody? How are we all doing on this wet Monday morning? Afternoon, morning, where am I at right now? My goodness, starting off strong.
5:30, bro.
Yeah, starting off very strong. This is way late in the day right now.
Yeah, we're not doing a morning
show. I guess
show.
I was trying to do a little sultry sounds in the morning to get you going, but it's sultry sounds in the afternoon to end your day on. Especially, it's weird out there right now.
It is weird.
And these days where we should be having rain all the time, we get it very few and sparingly. So when we get it, I'm throwing it for a loop. I'm enjoying it. The sounds of pitter-patter.
Oh, yeah.
Going on in the background right now. It's glorious. I hope you're enjoying it. Drive safe out there, y'all. And particularly all those listening in on the car while you're driving. Roads are slick. People turn into worse drivers. I don't know how it's possible. Like, how much lower can we get? But, like, we get low.
You're supposed to drive with more caution in the wet.
Wet is usually a good sign for a lot of people, but not when you're driving.
Yeah.
Not when you're driving. Wet's not good when you're driving. Other times it's good. Not when you're driving, though. It's slippery out there.
That's the best part about it. Then you can start fishtailing, whipping around a little bit easier. There we go. I love it.
Let's Tokyo drift this Tokyo environment right now.
That's exactly what I do. Every winter.
Everyone just floor it as you go. You know what?
As you're taking that turn,
let's see. All right.
Pump on the gas.
Let's go. No.
Don't actually do that. I feel like our warning needs to be.
Yeah, no, it's scary. It can be bad out there. I had to drive up in a real bad storm last week. When I came up, and that was a. I was a little scared. I'm not gonna lie. For a couple hours.
How windy it was with you coming up from LA. Oh my gosh,
I was a lot of trucks on the road and a lot of spray, and you just see like a little two red dots, and you're like, all right. I'm on the right track still, yeah, apparently.
I pray to God
that person is on the right one, too. I am following you, man. And that's the depths of hell.
That's the best thing about semi-truck drivers. During the bad weather, they're just the guide. At that point, they're the guide in some of the worst weathers.
Just take it, you know. But, you know, so everyone out there, it's not that bad. But still, keep it saucy. If you are, again, listening to our voice, that does mean talking about practice is coming up next. Pretty much already started. The shenanigans already begun. We can't talk here. That's typical. We'll be going off the rails because there is no Giro here in the building.
So no you're daddy.
You get your sports talk, but mainly a lot of BS.
The nonsense.
A lot of nonsense. A lot of more nonsense than usual for Giro not being here. He's the one that keeps us on the rails. All right, we're off it now.
Yeah.
It's gone. Choo-choo.
Yeah. Yes.
There's no choo-choo, actually. It's crashed. There's no ability to choo-choo right now.
The train is off the rails.
But like I said, talking about practice coming up next. It is made possible by the generous contributions of KGFR supporters and by North Rim Adventure Sports. Shouts to you, my guys. Offering bicycle rentals, cycling apparel, and equipment, and full-service bicycle shop. North Rim Adventure Sports features Trek, Santa Cruz, Yeti, and other brands at 178 East 2nd Street in downtown Chico and at North Rim Adventure Sports. I'm sorry, NorthRimAdventure.com. That's NorthRimAdventure.com for all your outdoor needs. You know, as much as I do love biking, I can never wear the outfit.
No.
I can never get myself with it. I can never do it. It's too much.
You don't like the tight tights?
It shows
everything downstairs. It's great.
I'm sure there's got to be some benefit to wearing that when you're cycling. There has to be. Otherwise, why would you wear that?
Right. I don't know. It's tough for me. I don't know.
It's tough.
I don't bike. I barely even walk.
There you go. All right. Well, Chico's a very bike-friendly town.
It really is.
Well, let's get into the nonsense, shall we? Talk about practice starts. Right now.
You don't need to check your watch to know it. It's time. You don't need the mama to tell you, your father to tell you, your friends, family members, or loved ones to know that it's time. Time is opportunity. Time is opportunity. Time is opportunity. I don't take none of this for granted. I do not take any moments for granted, and we have the opportunity. So right now, what time is it? It's time. It's game time. It's game time. And you know how I always end it. Now give me my thing, man.
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that? And we're talking about practice. We're talking about practice, man.
That is right, y'all. It's game time. It's prime time. Wow, way to juice us up, Prime. He really got me going. I don't know. I hope you appreciated that new intro we got going for y'all.
Yeah, that's dope.
Spectacular producing
again,
on your
part. Sickest
your
intro part. In the game. No doubt.
If you listen to that intro, you will know it's only one thing. It is talking about practice, and I am your co-host, Derek Isomaki, filling in for the man who's out and about. He says he's on some business adventure. I don't buy. He's just out and about. He's having fun. You're enjoying the great outdoors. Have fun with it, man. But I'm obviously joined by the other two other important people in this team. Our degenerate gambler. Bet your house on it, y'all. Whatever he says is gold. When it's not gold, then it's poop. Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
And our man who is producing solidly so far.
Don't jinx me.
He's yet to mess up.
Don't
Will
jinx
happen
me.
Soon.
Yep.
Statman Brad.
A.K.A. the hometown disappointment. Yeah!
Yes!
Hey, let's go.
Statman Dad, smiling from ear to ear. I hope you are. Actually, he's...
No, he's always disappointed.
He's weeping right now.
He's absolutely
sheer
disappointed.
Sheer disappointment.
Because he knows what's about to happen. It's not going to be pretty. No. And it brings shame to the Feingold name every day. So, I know that. I embrace it.
Hey, self-awareness is the beginning of
it is.
Pain.
Well, I'm trying to fix it. It's just not working too well. So, but let's move on from that and my pain.
It's the start of a new month. Today is the first. I always love the first of a month. It always feels right, especially when it starts on a Monday. Now, granted,
yeah.
First, like, but on a Monday, it's like, all right, starting off day number one.
Yep.
All right, get it going.
Yeah. As an old baseball player, it's like I feel like changing the month is a different me. New me. Different chance for something else to happen. That's
I'm
good.
Sure a lot of us were feeling it because it was Halloween weekend.
Yeah.
And that can always be a tough time for those of you who like to participate in the adult festivities. Actually, all festivities. Candy and the alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
Your stomachs are reeling.
It's a great call.
It's 100%.
To start, but the next day, it's like,
I am definitely for sure filling up on Rolos and Kit Kats lately. It's been pretty bad. It has been a bad
Rolos
thing.
Rolos are like a solid candy, though. Like it's underrated.
Them. Underrated candy. I don't know
absolutely.
About you. I'm a big fan of chocolate and caramel.
Yeah,
big fan of
chocolate.
All right, I gotta ask. All right, we're going down. We just had Halloween.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, top Halloween candies going around. All right, we're gonna see what we can put together right now of our top five TBP's Hall of Fame. We'll nominate and veto if need be.
Snickers.
Right. Snickers.
Get
so,
yeah.
I feel like it's a good, it's a solid one. It's classic.
Quality. Now, I'm going off the little beaten path right now because I enjoy them myself. I'm throwing out there dots.
Oh, okay,
dots.
Dot boxes. Those are a good one.
A pretty solid.
Honestly, those are the ones I never like. There were some boxes I threw away. Those weren't one of them.
That Nerds.
Yes.
Nerds.
Oh, solid
one to get in the candy bag. Because
they pack them really like to the rim. Yeah,
they do.
Boxes.
That's a shot.
Yeah.
A shot of Nerds. You know, that's a hefty shot of Nerds you're taking. I feel like we were training this young from the get go. Like here's a little shot of Nerds.
Yeah.
You just throw that.
Yeah. Boom, and you're done.
Yeah.
I'd say the bag of just whether it's peanut or regular, it's M&M's. The M&M. Bag of M&M's. I'm a peanut guy. I'm a peanut guy.
I was just a regular brown peanut M&M bag.
Now didn't like the peanut.
I'm elevated now to the peanut.
Yeah.
What I haven't introduced is the peanut
butter,
peanut and peanut butter combo.
Yep.
So half of them peanut.
Yep.
Half of them peanut butter.
Wow. It's a solid combo. Honestly,
there
solid
we
combo.
Go. We're
we'll
talking.
Yeah.
That's a good combo right there.
Yeah. But before we get there, I actually got to grind my gears here for us.
Wow,
got to.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When they hand out Tootsie Rolls for Halloween. Those are just awful candies to give out for Halloween. I'm not a huge fan of those. And when they gave them out, every time I was disappointed. Those are the ones I gave my mom to give to her kids. Because she was a teacher, so. You got one?
Got one, yeah.
You know what really grinds my gears?
The fact that candy corn still exists in this world.
Oh,
why?
Yes.
Why is that still around? Who? Who are you? Who are the people out there that are still buying candy corn
Nestle,
to make it still being produced?
It makes no sense.
I must find out why, who, when, and where.
Yeah.
This is happening. It needs to stop. You got another one? Let's go.
You know what really grinds my gears?
To the people that celebrate Christmas the day after Halloween, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Not yet.
Thanksgiving has not even happened yet.
We're
not at the end of November, guys. Wait.
Some time.
Just wait.
Away, man.
I saw you, Mariah Carey, with that little video of yours.
Some bull.
Wait for
I get
Thanksgiving.
It. Well, she's just trying to get her downloads.
I get it.
Here to plays, you know, which happens all the time.
And honestly, sure after Thanksgiving, that's when it's supposed to skyrocket. That's when it's supposed to skyrocket. The only time you ever watch a Christmas movie before or during Halloween is A Nightmare Before Christmas. And that is it. No other Christmas movie.
Passionate about it, right?
I do. It upsets me.
I do wonder how much plays that song gets during this time.
Like the whole nation, dude.
Yeah, like everyone, every single year. How many times does that boost that song up? You know.
I hope she's getting royalties on those.
If you're not, why would you promote it the way she just did right now? But at the same point, I mean, make your money, girl. You know, because all I want for Christmas is that next bag of cash. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! You know?
Yeah, it's in every store, played about 1,000 times a day.
And any party you go to, at some point in time, is going to play that song. Every Christmas party is going to have it. Wow. Every single, it's like guaranteed every Christmas party plays that song.
God, I'm trying to do the math in my head, but that's in the...
You know?
I can't even, I don't know.
No, I don't want to guess, because I'm either going to guess way too high or way too low and look stupid either way, and I don't want to play that game. I don't like playing that game. No. I'm going to avoid looking stupid as less as possible, because it happens to me already. We'll hold on to it for now. Right.
So, they have done some actually statistics.
There we go.
About 600,000 plays per day after Thanksgiving. Per day.
Wow. Okay.
There you go.
All right. There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So per year, they averaged in 2019 alone, 309 million times was it played.
I want to make a quick second and just to commend you, Brad, on doing that without me having to say anything. You reached out, check out True Producer does. And I fumbled over my words.
Oh, like, actually, even better. In 2018, there was 800,000 times per day. So, went up a little bit in 2018, went down in 2019 of 600,000. So,
a little tired of Mariah every once in a while, you know, like enough of you, Mariah. We got you.
I wonder if
this is going to be a big year for her, I feel.
So, guys, are we going to go over under 650,000 plays per day in 2021?
I say over.
Over 650? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll find out.
I feel it in the air somehow, some
way. People are starting to go out more.
It's bad.
More stores are opening.
Yes, that's true. People want their parties, so there's going to be more Christmas parties to go to, more chances for that song to be played.
Yep, exactly.
And during COVID, 1 million plays per day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, during the COVID 2020 year.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
During million songs per day?
Wow, million streams per day on that song after November.
They were lonely in that time.
Yes.
So they really wanted.
Because all they wanted for Christmas was you.
Derek. The actual Christmas.
It
that's all they wanted.
Yeah. All they wanted normal hearing that song.
Yeah, it's like,
oh, absolutely.
They probably put their lights up even after, like, sitting there on Halloween. They're like, all right, we're mixing, combining holidays now.
Crying, drinking their eggnog.
We have the menorah up along. We're celebrating them all, okay? Just to get as many as possible.
I like it.
I wonder how many times the dreidel song gets played during.
You know what? I'll look that one up.
Come on, let's go. Yeah. We'll give our, we'll give your family some love.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We needed it.
100%. They always do. No anti-Semitism here.
Nope.
Pro-Semitism here.
Pro.
Pro.
Always pro.
Always pro-Semitism. Is that how you say it? I feel like that's not what you say to go with it. All right. We'll keep it pushing on because there actually was sports being played, and we'll go back on and we'll give you some sporting love because the NFL Sunday comes at you hot every single week. It actually was duds a couple of weeks, the past 2 weeks, I'd say, prior to this one. This one was just shock all around.
Yeah, there's
more. Year of the backups. That's what we're in right now. If you were a backup quarterback, yesterday was your day to shine, and you all did.
Damn.
You all did.
Tell me, man.
Got to look at you, Jets quarterback Mike White, the most basic name out there. Dude probably just has a fake avatar out there on his profile picture. He's like, hasn't even computed yet. He's just Mike White.
Oh,
made up from the Ethernet world. And he balled out 400-plus yards, throwing 3 tutties, 2 interceptions, as the Jets take down the AFC best Bengals.
The first team AFC, yeah. Damn.
Coach O was unhappy about that.
Oh, no.
Whenever a Tiger goes down, he's unhappy.
No.
Go Tigers. Oh, go Tigers.
Yeah, Coach O's probably pissed off on that.
With the Bengals. Bengal Tiger, too. Love him.
But yeah, you did not like that.
No.
Didn't like that at all.
He was probably pissed.
He was probably rolling out anytime he sees a Tiger go down.
Yeah, he...
To a Jet? To a Jet?
Dude. The Jets even won, their second game?
That was the second win of the season?
Yeah, that was the second one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess the whole point is don't have Bryce Wilson. And you might win games.
Yeah, right.
Key to success. Amazing. Wow. Mike White. He's your guy right there.
Mike White.
He is your guy. And now you also got to give big shout out to also that Dallas backup. Little Cooper Rush.
Cooper Rush.
Cooper dude. Rush.
Against the Vikings.
Woohoo!
Damn.
Cooper Rush himself into the hearts of all those Cowboy fans out there.
Nice pun.
Yeah.
It came to me right at the top of my tongue.
That was, yeah, that was great. That was great. That was solid. I was.
We are filling our.
I was encapsulated
very
by
well
that
today, guys. We really, truly are. We're making Jerome.
I think.
Proud.
I mean, I think we're doing good for a backup. Oh, no. We don't.
Dude, this is Dave, the backups right
yeah,
now.
I was gonna say
backups in, baby. All right, I'm throwing for 3 tutties myself. All right, 400 plus yards. Let's
go for 5 tutties.
5 tutties.
500.
Couple interceptions. I'm a gunslinger. Out
yeah, no. I mean, you're gonna have your mistakes. You're gonna have mistakes.
Don't worry. There's ways to take it down the rails, and we're gonna. Go there. Don't worry.
You know, we're just going to be eating W's all the way through.
But it was not a day for those running the ball.
No.
Rushing the ball. Not, I don't want to say rushing, like, but running backs, because the other person got hurt really bad rushing the ball himself. Now, look at you, Jameis. Ah! Ooh! Took his knee.
Ugly
to
one.
Timbuktu. Ooh. And he didn't go with it.
No. His knee stayed in one
he
place.
Stayed, went. He went the other way.
Yeah,
boom.
Exactly.
That's a recipe for disaster, a.k.a. torn ACL, out for the season. Had a chance. Well, they did take down the mighty Tampa Bay Bucks, and that backup came in and did well, too. Never heard of that guy as well. No, who was it?
Trevor Siemian.
Trevor Siemian. I knew actually exactly. Yeah, I did hear of Trevor Siemian before. I completely forgot that was the guy that came in. Yeah. Either way, he came in, and he balled out as well.
Dude.
He balled.
He won. He played well. The
backups.
The Saints owned the Saints. Well, there's three people that Tom Brady hates. Eli Manning, Nick Foles.
And Trevor Siemian.
And Trevor Siemian, yeah. Plus the Saints.
Plus the Saints. Okay, yeah. Saints all around. Okay.
Yeah. Only the Saints during the regular season, because we all know how they play in the playoffs. So.
Well, they never get to face them because, yeah. You know, different divisions half the time.
Well,
so,
I guess
yeah.
You're right, yeah.
And, well, now I guess they are. Now they can be. They'll be playing a lot because, you know, same division at this point.
True.
That being said.
At least twice a year.
Tampa Bay goes down to the mighty Saints with Trevor Siemian in there. I mean, he wasn't that amazing. But either way.
Still,
big one there.
Amazing enough to get the dub.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all that really matters when it comes down to facing Tom Brady.
I mean, everyone's giving Tom his flowers because he left him a minute 40 to get a touchdown after they were after good old Trevor Siemian took him down and take a 2-point lead.
Mm-hmm.
But nope, wasn't meant to be.
He threw a pick at the end.
The Saints are kind of like a little wild card team out there.
Yeah,
they don't know what
to
do with them. They're terrible, then they're not. You think you beat them, then you're not going to. And Tom Brady experienced that. The Saints go marching on. Tampa Bay ships get sunk.
Yep.
It is a bad day for them all. Speaking of other injuries right now, big one for everybody out there, fantasy world alike.
Huge injury.
Derrick Henry. Oh, this one hurts me.
That hurts
me. Derrick.
Jarrell.
Hurts.
Jarrell is hurting right now, too. That's a huge
every
guy
Derrick
for
Henry
him.
Owner in the world. That sounds bad. No one ever owns Derrick Henry. He is a free, independent black man out there.
God,
no one owns him. But if you have him on your fantasy squad, you are hurting right now.
First in the league in rushing yards, man. He had 920-something yards. Jonathan Taylor was in second with 600-something. So he was in first place by 200-plus yards.
The dude was having a baller year all around.
Yeah.
Usually the second-half guy.
Almost
but 300. Looking,
almost 300.
Almost a 300-yard advantage over the second-place guy, yeah. Which is unreal.
So he has himself a broken bone in his foot.
Yep.
And it looks like he will be out. They say 6 to 10 weeks. That pretty much means Tutulu, Derrick Henry, Tutulu,
the Titans. They have receivers.
They
but
do. AJ Brown is the truth.
He turned it on.
Tannehill is more like
he's not cutting it. And they need that running game.
Tanna can't throw. That was a terrible. I was trying to figure it out. That one came out. There we go. There's my first interception of the day, right there, guys.
It made me laugh.
Okay, right? There we go. All right, yeah. Some interceptions make people laugh. So. Tough day for those fantasy owners out there. But got to give some shouts to the Niners. Got to give a shout to Jimmy for balling out in his home area.
Yeah,
comes out to play. I'm giving Niner gang your love. So bang, bang, y'all. It's Niner gang time. I know you all want to rock this victory because you need them. You don't have that much. You don't have that much going on this year.
It was a huge
you
win.
You need your dubs.
Massive win for us. He played in front of, I think he said he invited over 100 people from his friends and family that were at the game.
I mean, he better ball out at that point.
Yeah.
If you don't play well and don't win at that in that game when you invite that many people to a show, that's just like, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, 100%.
So he probably took the juice before and he's like, you know, give it to me. Give me the juice.
He drank that special juice.
Give me that special juice of whatever I need to do. And he got a dub.
Yes, we did beat the Bears. You know, the Bears are no one. But a win's a win.
No,
I mean, they almost lost there, too.
Yeah, we
in this league in particular, in this season in particular, every dub counts.
Oh, yeah.
Any given Sunday comes more into effect this year than I feel like in a long time. Any given Sunday.
Well, this season just doesn't make any sense, period.
Exactly.
It really doesn't.
Point. Any given Sunday right now.
Yep. Everyone, absolutely.
Everyone's beating everyone, you know. Any given Sunday. Sorry. Shouts out to Debo, dude. Debo just keeps on producing, bro.
Mm-hmm. Debo Samuel?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, 6 receptions for 171 yards.
Yep.
Big time.
Damn,
big
man.
Time game for the
Let's
man out
go.
There. Big time game. Now, let's look into how the Rams just somehow keep getting better. Traded Von Miller. Well, I don't know if it's better or not. Presently better. Future.
For now.
Oh, my gosh. So much better. That defensive line is going to be ridiculous.
Again, he's a little older, though.
It doesn't matter. Okay. That's still such a presence that you have to focus on. Because if you just say, oh, he's old, he's going to come around you and he's going to get that quarterback. So you definitely have to focus on him. You're not going to be double-teaming as hard as you used to, but still, that's still a lot of knowledge in that head that you got to focus on.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the body anymore. It's the mind that he's going to be able to work you on.
100%. Von Miller is a stud. He makes, again, a very stout defense, even more stout.
Even more, yeah.
This is only big news for the Rams fans who balled out again, and Cooper Kupp is just getting it all. Getting them all right now.
Cooper Kupp, he is. Him and Stafford are connected. They've been connecting since week one.
Apparently they get breakfast together all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently that's their daily activity.
Mm.
Which
that's
I'm a big
cute.
Fan of getting breakfast.
I
would love to. If I could, get breakfast every single morning to start off my day just right.
That'd be clutch.
No matter what it could be, pancakes, maybe throw in some hash browns, little eggs,
chicken,
some toast.
And waffles.
Yeah.
Maybe a slice of ham. I don't know. I'm a big ham guy. I will
love
say.
Ham steak.
A little slab of ham in the morning. Oh,
I like it chopped up in my eggs more than anything. I'm more of like a chopped up like in my breakfast more than anything.
Can never knock good steak and eggs as well.
No.
Or chicken fried steak.
Chicken fried steak all day. I personally don't like eggs. So.
Biscuits and gravy are like a good go-to. Like a good gravy. Oh,
I don't
can't
know.
Beat
Even
that.
Even if it's a good gravy, for me, it's too, I don't know.
Is it just too mushy?
Too much for me.
Is it just too mushy or is it too?
No, just too much. Granted, you want a heartiness. So I'm speaking a lot of heartiness and like pancakes and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Tell me about rich.
Okay, that's fair, I guess.
Shouts to John Thomas. He makes a really good big.
I will say he does. The time I did, when I took down for a little bit, when it came down, it came back up, so I got a nice taste of it twice.
Jesus.
So, you know, it was great. Not because of that. It was just because of prior circumstances causing me to put everything twice.
Previous night.
Tasting everything twice.
Yeah. Maybe some Jameson, maybe some Fournette. Who knows?
Either way. Let's not relive that day. Let's keep pushing on. Now, other news in terms of the fantasy hurting a little bit. Got to give a shine the light on Calvin Ridley. Don't know if you guys heard this story yet.
Mm-mm.
Calvin Ridley got himself excused from the Atlanta Falcons to work on his mental health for an undisclosed period of time. So, no Calvin Ridley on the Falcons for the foreseeable future. Now, in this day and age right now, we have pretty much a no-go zone and saying if you say your mental health, it's like your play all card. Like, oh, all right, you got to get your mental
health.
There's
no questioning about it whatsoever. Once you say that, it's like, okay.
Door shut, yeah.
Go take your time. Go do your thing.
What do you need?
We got you. Because if the one team that says, no.
That's a PC nightmare.
They will come at you with torches beyond belief. Yeah. You are tar and feathered. And put out to dry because you're not agreeing with their mental health. Which is, hey, I get it. You need to take care of your mentals.
100%.
All right? Marshawn Lynch put it out there.
Oh, yeah. I think everyone did.
Take care of your chicken. Take care of your mentals.
That takes a lot of cojones.
It takes a lot, especially being in the NFL. It's a blood sport. It literally is a blood sport.
It's a physical man sport.
It is a violent collision every single time and every single play. And we expect these guys to do it day in and day out with no real repercussions.
Yeah.
Just continue to do it. Why turn them out? Turn in and burn them right there. And that's what we like as a society. We want our entertainment. We want it now.
Yeah, we want it now and now. Yeah. And we want it better every time.
Every single time. If you're not playing well, we're booing you.
Yeah, you're done.
You better
be
out there. You better be playing 100%.
Off,
100%. You got to love this game if you want to play it. And if that is ever in doubt, you better take some time to really rethink about it.
Yeah.
Because that could also lead to injury if you're not
100%.
All in.
Yep, exactly.
If you're not in that game 100% of the way, your mental is someplace else.
There's a wrong hit, a wrong play. I mean, you could be out for the rest of your career.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That all being said, I'm going to take a little bit of a road less traveled approach right now. So, boys, if you don't want to hop on board, feel free to hop off right now. But here I go. I digress. We are, I feel, at a point where we want to think that life is supposed to be fun. Life is supposed to be great and easy. And therefore, when it's not, and those expectations are not being met, we feel, oh, my goodness, how do I struggle, adapt to these struggles that are coming around me? And we just, I got to take some time. I think we need to better equip ourselves to prepare ourselves for those struggles before they ever happen. Because guess what, y'all? Life's not easy.
Nope.
Life's not meant to be fun. Now, it might sound like the Grinch, but life is tough.
Mm-hmm.
You come into this world screaming. Not just you. Your mother, too.
And sometimes your dad.
Dad's screaming on the inside.
Yeah.
It's a violent occurrence in which you come into this world. Life is not easy. It is tough. Why? Because you are responsible for yourself. Mm-hmm. We all have struggles. We all go through ups and downs, ebbs and flows. I say that often on this show, but we do.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough out there. We all have. I don't want to ever try to make light of anyone's struggles, nor should you make light of my struggles. We don't know the struggles that each of us possess, but guess what? We all go through them. So prepare yourself for that mindset. Realize life is not always going to be sunshine and daisy. The fact is, it will be more thunderstorms and clouds than ever before.
Yeah.
Sunshines and daisies are rare occurrences. Embrace those moments when you get them and try to find a love for the dark times, because it's mostly dark out there. It's tough. Life's not meant to be good. It's tough.
It's cutthroat.
Yeah.
Now, we are lucky enough to live in a world where it's pretty easy for us.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us go around with not very many cares in the world.
No.
But over half the people in this world go through a lot tougher life than we ever do. And so many of us are out there complaining about our mental health. Prepare for it, y'all. Life's not meant to be easy. It's tough. If you go in with that mentality, you realize these struggles are going to be difficult, but you know you can get through them when you do have the right people around you who are there to grow with you, to push you, to be a support system for you when you do fall.
Can I get an amen?
Thank you. So to Calvin Ridley, I do hope you find that mental strength.
100%, man.
That mental net around you to create a comfort zone where you know you can succeed in this world. Maybe football is not for you, because that is such a tough sport. It is a tough life to live. There are a lot of glories that come with it, but a lot of batterment behind it. So I hope you find your mental. It's obviously all those football players, and to everyone out there who does have
anyone
those,
out there, yeah.
Anyone out there with those mental
everyone.
Concerns, realize I'm not trying to make light of it. Just go into the fact that if you think life's supposed to be super easy and you're like, why are you so tough right now? Why can't I get... It's meant to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough.
You know, as somebody that actually struggles with my mental health and depression and whatnot, great. Well done. I support you wholeheartedly on that one. And I mean, the one big thing that you said was get people around you that actually are supporting you. If there's people out there that are not supporting you in what you're doing or what you're going through, drop them. Drop them like a bag of potatoes that you don't want. Step away. Go find people that actually are going to be there to support you in your times.
Because to expect everyone to be there for you is way too much.
That's asinine.
That's way too much.
Find your close knit.
Yep.
Asking too much of everyone to be a little selfish right there. But get yourself that group of people who, no matter what, will never judge you on the things you're going through and realize they are real. Everything that you're going through is a real process, and acknowledge that. And Brad, I appreciate you for bringing that up.
Yeah,
keep pushing.
Yeah, keep pushing.
We all go through it. I'm not saying I don't deny I have my issues, too.
Absolutely
not. But at the same point to that, we're always there for you no matter what.
Exactly. And that's the one big thing about this TP family. It's like, y'all got me through some stuff last year, and I appreciate it. And that's the big thing that I want to emphasize from what you're saying. It's like, go find your people. And I hope Calvin Ridley has those people.
Get those people. Everyone needs those people.
Find your people.
We don't do this world alone.
No.
We're not meant to.
No.
We're meant to be with others and find the ones that make the best for you.
Exactly.
Wow, we got deep there for a minute.
Well said, bro.
Wow.
For all the stuff, the jokes that you make, that was well put.
Thank you for
that. Yeah, that was.
Thank you.
Well done.
All right.
All right, let's move on.
Let's keep it moving on.
Keep it pushing.
I don't know how to transition from that one. That's tough. That's a tough one because we go serious and now I'm going to go back.
I mean, I feel like we can go. I got a transition here.
Yeah, what do we got?
So we have PETA and the MLB.
Yeah, there we go.
That's a great transition. So PETA is not too happy with a certain place in the ballpark. It's actually where pitchers go to warm up, and it is called the bullpen. They are not too happy with it because
watch your language, bro.
I know. I'm sorry. The BP word.
I'm triggered right now.
Yeah, the BP word is actually, they say, very offensive to cows because of the torment that they go through in these so-called bullpens in the slaughterhouses. And instead, they want them to be changed. They gave actually an optional name, and it was pretty trash. But I'll mention it anyways. An arm barn.
That's what it was, yeah.
An arm barn.
See, I will disagree with you on that part. Now, usually when PETA brings up suggestions for me, I'm going to take it with a very grain of salt and usually, for the most part, mock it. Now, the reason behind their change, because I understand it, because biggest producer of viewership is cows. Cows love watching baseball, and the moment you bring that up, right, terrifies them. So I understand their need to make sure that they target that big audience.
Yeah, there. During the fifth inning, yes, they start seeing a lot of cows dropping.
After the third inning, cow viewership drops off very heavily because they know
the relievers are coming in.
Yeah, and that's scary times for them. But that being said, I will say I kind of like the term arm barn. I'm on the fan of the fan. I don't know. There's something funny about it. For me, it sounds hilarious.
That's the one thing I'm worried about is it's going to be mocked so much it's going to become the normal term.
It might be, and I'm okay with it because they came up with something that actually it's funny to me.
Yeah.
And it's hard for me to deny the funny.
It sounds funny.
It's hilarious.
Well, if that's the case, if we're going to get offended by the bullpen and how it's offensive to cows, I feel like we now need to change our gloves to plastic gloves, change the leather on the outside of the ball to plastic.
See, that is where, again, you lose me on wanting to change it because PETA attacks, again, the stupidest thing out there. The thing that, like, oh, yeah.
Has no relation to cows.
No relation to it. Just because it makes the cows feel bad. Because everyone knows cows' feelings are real.
And they also watch baseball. They're huge fans of baseball.
Of the first three innings. After that, it's scary.
And just the fact that one person woke up that one morning and said, you know what?
I chose violence.
This ain't right. We need to switch this now.
Bullpens to arm barn. So I don't want to be on that team, man. But I'm kind of on that team because they put up a really good option for me to be like, I could get my flag on that flag.
I mean, who seriously woke up the next morning and was like, you know what? I've never thought about this before, but you know what? Bullpen.
Yeah.
Bullpen.
This ends now.
Yes. And then, today.
And shouts to them. I mean, it is a World Series, so, you know, everyone's
they brought some things. You know, they're trying to get attention right now.
Yeah.
They did a good job.
Very creative. Yeah. Very creative on their part, but it failed in my eyes. It's just hilarious.
Arm barn.
You're against the arm barn.
Oh, absolutely
I'm against it, too.
But
open all the way.
Be against them for now.
Yes,
but they do mean a good cause for animals.
I'm not going to stop eating burgers or steaks. I love my chickens too.
I understand that. Yeah. Yes,
I like. So got to get the chickens, man.
The cage ones are better though.
Cage chickens, not free roaming chickens.
I'm joking, dude. It was a joke.
I don't know.
I prefer cockfighting chickens, actually. Those are my ones. Those are bred for violence right there, okay? They're ready to be eaten, you know? They know what blood tastes like.
Just don't get caught with a... No, I'm not going to go that far. We're not going to go there.
Don't get caught with a what?
It's going to say a dirty cock ring.
Oh.
It's bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interception one for you. That's like a fumble. That's a sack fumble for you right
there.
Yeah,
it wasn't a good one.
No,
I wasn't too happy with that one.
You hurt the show badly there.
Oh, Lord.
And on that note, we want to thank our sponsors. No, obviously, do you want to make our amendment? Do we have that one loaded up right now?
Oh, yeah. No, oh, yeah. Let's just drop this first because I feel like we need to now.
Just do that.
Warning. The views and opinions expressed during this radio show are solely those of the members of Talking About Practice. They do not reflect the policy nor position of KZFR or KZFR supporters.
I mean, seriously, why would you ever take our show seriously? It's so dumb. It is so dumb.
So dumb, y'all. We are so dumb.
But thank you for listening to this dumb show. We appreciate it. Yeah, we absolutely appreciate it.
We do. And we appreciate even more so our sponsors, KZFR, the supporters of Duff Beach Tavern, located at the corner of 4th and Main in downtown Chico for over 30 years. Shouts to you, Duff. 30
years. Wow, that's
30
crazy.
30 years. Duff's has reopened with both outdoor and indoor seating. New hours are Wednesday through Sunday, 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. That's Duffy's Tavern. Here's to another 30. Plus more. I want more than 30 years from you guys. All right? I want 40.
Keep it.
45 minimum.
Keep it pushing, guys.
If you don't go 45 plus, I'm going to be very disappointed in you, Duffy's. I'm going to follow suit. In 45 years, I'm going to come back to this town in Chico, and if you're not there, hell do raise.
Yep.
Burning down the buildings, okay? If it's not there. That one block is gone if Duffy's Tavern is not there in 45 years.
Oh, Lord.
The warning has been said. Watch it 45 years from now. They start boarding up the town, watching out for me. They're like, wait, this Derek made a threat against us.
Is that show still around?
I feel like we need to start petitioning to maybe make Duffy's a Monday.
Yeah, we'll open on Mondays. If you could give us a little
Monday
action.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to be on our show, I feel like you also should allow
us to. We want
to
be there.
Yeah, we want to be there to support you and our alcoholism.
And giving you our business.
Yes.
We want to be there. We want to be that for you. Okay, so we did talk a little bit. We got in the arm barn situation. But, you know, let's actually get into the actual World Series that is being played right now. Not right now.
Well,
this
tomorrow.
This very moment.
Tomorrow.
In these times. We are in the moment of the World Series. You didn't talk about it last week. Jiro is vehemently against baseball right now because of a beautiful check swing call. That's beside the point, though. Sorry, I had to do it.
Continue. Move on.
Well, we are in a series now, boys. We got a little bit of a series. We had the Braves, the Astros duking it out right now. Now, I will say, Atlanta, you should have finished them off.
Dude.
Should have. That would have been
3-1 lead. Game 5, you get a grand salami to start off with. How?
4-0, man. And what, the second or in the first?
First inning.
Now,
4-0.
Here's what happened. Classic dad move right here, even though I'm not a dad. Hopefully I'm not. Got myself a situation where I watched that first inning, passed out for a little bit, woke up, and they were behind. I was like, what the hell happened? Apparently hitting a grand slam is bad luck for you right now.
People hitting
grand slams are losing.
Yeah.
Looking at you, Boston.
Yeah,
right. Hit a lot of them and got nothing.
God, didn't get any of it.
Nothing
out of it. So.
Well, they did it all in one game. They wasted all their grand slams in one game. If they had spread them out a little bit more,
numbers don't say that when you look at it. They say they had 8,000 grand slams. What, 4 grand slams? 3 grand slams?
8,000 grand slams, were you about to say?
Denny's.
What is this, Denny's?
On a daily basis. 8,000 grand slams.
Wait, is that really?
No.
That's your job, Brad, to figure out, okay?
Okay, give me a sec.
Denny's grand slams, how many? All right. That being said, this is a series that Houston got backed into corner. They're still in a corner. They're still in that corner. Backs up against the wall. How many cliches can I say? We'll find out. And they came out swinging against the Braves.
Yeah, I think they averaged 206 going into the game yesterday, and that they're like, okay, enough is enough.
They finally came into play because
they found the ball.
Now I will say this Houston team they're an interesting squad. Again, amazing offense. That lineup, deadly. No matter all the trash you want to talk about them, I want to talk about them too. I hate those guys, but they are fantastic top down.
Still good.
Top down, they are amazing.
Skilled, good players.
All of them.
Great players.
Great defense, great offense. There's not one real hole in that lineup that you can say, yeah, that's the guy that I'm most scared about right there. Mm-hmm. Now they have a plug-in guy that they kind of put in the outfield, but everybody else, for the most part, watch out.
It's eight out of nine hitters in that lineup.
Deadly. You would take any one of those guys.
Oh,
any one of them.
100%.
Their pitching, on the other hand,
is far from it.
Ooh, that's why I can't. It's hard to give them a chance.
Yeah.
Now, as much as I didn't want to, hurts having Atlanta because they did take us Dodgers out. But I think we all want. I'd rather see them win than Houston.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Absolutely.
No, that's kind of my scare right now. Atlanta, you're used to dropping 3-1 leads. I'm sorry. I had to do that one, too. You almost lost.
But go ahead.
You should have done it at home.
Yeah. They should have.
It would have been the first team to actually win or clinch a World Series on Halloween. It would have been the first time to ever happen.
You wouldn't get November baseball if that happened. So that's why, actually, I appreciate you, Braves, for not winning at home. So
we have November baseball.
You need a little November baseball. I take everything back right now. Braves purposely did this. Like, you know what this world needs? November baseball. Because October baseball is great. But November baseball
has a little bit better ring to it.
Dust on there. A little more fairy dust on there. I'm looking at you, Derek Jeter, Mr. November. King of the Derricks, okay? I have to give him a shout whenever I can.
Absolutely.
So we have the Braves, Houston, playing tomorrow night. don't let this go to the Game 7, Braves. It is scary because anything happens in a Game 7.
Yeah.
Anything happens. Especially, granted, Game 7s at home have not been generous to the home squad lately. So, wait, am I right on that? I know the Dodgers last one on 7. I might just be thinking about them and just being biased completely. That being said, Braves, I hope they win it. We all hope they win it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want Houston to win it.
No, God, no.
I feel bad because Dusty Baker is our new manager, and I love Dusty.
Yes, exactly. That's the reason why I love that.
And he deserves a ring himself. Dusty.
Now, I don't know if y'all heard. There's apparently a little omen going on. Dusty Baker, big friends, was not a mentee. Someone who's the partner that's getting mentored. The mentored.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that the mentee?
Mentored at the ED at the end.
So mentored. He was mentored by... Yeah, there we go.
Mentored.
He's mentored. Yeah, he's mentored.
Well, you're saying it oddly, but yes, it's mentored. Yes,
it's I feel ED like there should the be...
I was mentored by this person. Okay. He's my mentor.
I feel like I was, there should be...
Not
like,
the mentee, yeah. But I was mentored.
Either way, he was mentored by... The legendary
English is
Hank Aaron.
Oh, which was an epic shout out. Hey, and shout out to them, to the Braves and everyone that was involved in that opening ceremony.
I didn't see that opening ceremony.
It was game three in Atlanta.
Okay, the game of the night. Either way, because I mentored by Hank Aaron, was his favorite player growing up, had a very close connection with him, told him that he'd win him a World Series this year. And obviously, Hank Aaron, RIP, passed away. Mm-hmm. Tough thing because you want Dusty win it for him, but it's Atlanta, his squad, his team.
He's playing against. So it's like, there's so many. Either
way, Hank Aaron gets his kudos.
Yeah.
Which he doesn't need anymore. He already gets, he's a legend.
He's a legend himself.
But still, don't know what to go for. I mean, I want Dusty, but I hate this team.
Yes. I think I'd rather just
I want Atlanta, Braves but I hate win. That team.
Yeah, I think...
I don't want to say hate that team.
I don't really hate Atlanta. Yeah. No.
But I will say, Atlanta, if you do lose, I will take some of that bad juju because I did guarantee our friend of the show, Willie T, that Atlanta was going to take it. That was prematurely. And so I might have been the nail in the coffin, boys. So if you want to throw blame on someone, it could be me. I'm willing to take that.
So there's not been a Game 7 yet this year. In the MLB playoffs, but there's been a Game 5 once, and it was against the Giants and Dodgers, and you know how that ended.
We already talked about that. I won't go down that.
No, but I'm saying there's never been a do-or-die game yet.
Yeah.
Well, other than wild card, but yes. They've only gone to 4-2 in the A or the CS.
Going back to the series, Dodgers-Giants, I still... have to pay up my bet that we had.
We do, yes.
Just remembered
you
right
do.
Now.
Wow, man of his word right there. Look at that.
What's that?
We had a side bet. Whoever won the series between the Giants and Dodgers would have to take a pitcher in a jersey or whatever.
Oh, you. Yeah. Wait, which jersey are you going with?
It's whatever one I give him.
Okay. Put it on the show.
He'll probably be Clayton Kershaw.
On the page.
Because that's the only jersey I have.
I'd give him I feel like we need to get him a Puig jersey.
I'm not gonna go buy it.
Maybe a Gagne, maybe
just to make him wear it. No,
maybe
I'm
sorry.
Sean
Green.
I'm not. I only have one option.
whatever Dodger attire you have.
Yes, it's being worn.
I know.
Yeah. So we still need to find.
Yeah, let's go. Let's pick you out an outfit right now. Let's do that right now. Come on, Brad. You're buying.
A full-on
I might take
jersey
that.
Pants, yeah,
I'm not gonna lie because that would be great. A little you should have your own little player card made.
Right,
a little
really
Dodger player card,
a little rookie card made of you right there.
And have it blown out.
Welcome to the show, boys. Oh, he's a Dodger. Okay, you ready to do some picks, man? We need to break it up and get some money in these guys' pockets right now. You know, I know we have a lot to get into still, but you know we'll make these quick. Some news. We'll get a foreign correspondent on after that. Okay. Mm. Let's go. So,
am I going? Okay. Sorry, hold on. Okay, got the Bills on the road against, the Jaguars. Yeah, Bills against the Jaguars on the road. They're at minus 15 now. So, I would bet that today because that line is going to probably go up to like 60.
A minus 15?
Dude, they're going to win by 40 points.
All right, damn.
Yeah. Right. I think that's a blowout, and I have another blowout as well. Not really a blowout. I think the Rams will beat the Titans at home. They're at -7 at home right now against a Derrick Henry-less Titans team.
So, yeah, I say we bet both of those and we'll parlay them as well. Let's get this money, boys. Let's go.
All right.
There you all have it. Bet the house.
Bet the house.
Don't parlay that, though. Don't parlay that at all. Don't bet the house with the parlay.
No.
Just sing, so we'll pick one of the bets and bet the house on that one. All right.
There you go.
You ready for the news?
Solidify that.
Or are we doing football?
Yeah, let's do the news right now.
Doing the news? Yeah. All right, here we go.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. We got some good ones for y'all because, you know, you have to be updated in the world, okay? You have to. It was a little spicy right there. Is that a little spicy? You had some spicy Jello? He's had some spicy Jello right now, man. Wow, watch it, man. Watch it.
Is there a star on that one or what? Was that supposed to... Oh, that's why.
Here we go. Hey, okay. Spicy, baby. A little spicy in there. A little extra spice in there.
Sorry about that.
Well, you know, we're talking about spice right now. Getting PETA a little love right now because PETA, big win for you guys as a local, a nationally local in Alabama. That would be really bad if it was local. Right. But I wouldn't deny it. Chico have a cockfighting thing?
I guarantee it.
You never know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But Alabama, there was a big cockfighting ring that was dismantled. And there are seven defendants that face up to 5 years in prison right now. And they all had the last name Easterling. So, you know, family of Easterlings.
Family
of Easterlings that were raising cocks to go into the cockfighting ring where they had a nice little viewing center that fit 180 people.
God damn.
So they get a little.
Dude, I wonder how much money these guys
get a little.
They
get some action in there, obviously. So luckily for all those cocks out there, they're no longer forced into.
They got saved.
And now they can go be food on the plates of the rest of America.
I can't wait.
In Alabama. Lucky for them. That's a better life.
Oh, yeah.
Right? 100%.
Yeah, I mean, right? they probably caught a 2-week break until they get...
They have some chance to live. Here's what life could have been like, but...
Here's some grass.
You're talking about turkeys. Like 2 weeks in for turkeys, and after that, Christmas. So they got about a month and a half.
That's right, yeah. These cocks might have a little bit longer life.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
they could last a little bit longer.
Yeah.
A little bit longer lasting cock for them because, you know, they don't have to...
they don't have to go to Thanksgiving, just yet.
So those roosters are being held on to.
Unless they're so sickos that actually have, chicken for Thanksgiving.
A turducken, maybe. Yeah. Wait, no, turducken doesn't have chicken.
Turducken.
Yeah, so there's...
Turkey, duck, and chicken.
There we go. So you could have a turducken action and you're...
Okay, that's the only time I think you can actually have...
Have you ever had a turducken before?
I have. It's good.
I haven't.
That's a solid one.
Have you ever had a turducken before?
I don't think so.
Oh, man. I cannot wait. I don't know. Big fan of Thanksgiving
myself. At my wedding, you'll have one, so it's just...
Your wedding, you're going to have?
You know, maybe in 20 years, but, you know.
These guys are already...
Let's go.
It's not just that. It's like a pig with a turkey stuff inside of it, and then...
That's not a turducken anymore.
No, it's going to be a monster meat. We're doing a full 24, 48-hour cook. With that pig, but anyways, continue.
I'm ready for my wedding. That's not even anywhere close to
exactly. I need to actually find somebody first for that.
He knows his vows.
Yeah, well, that person needs to find me.
Dude already has his vows written out. He just needs a name to fill into it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You weren't lying about that depression, my dude.
I'm laughing because I'm the same way. All right, dude.
I'm laughing to hide the pain. Mental health's not
funny. Check your mentals, y'all. Check your mentals. Now, this is a great story right now because we go from ending cockfighting rings to a man cutting off phalluses. That's another name for penises, y'all, on statues because he's doing out the Lord's duty. That's right.
Wow.
Milton Wainwright, a devout Christian, naturally. That'd be weird if he wasn't a devout Christian and doing God's will. I guess there are other people that do follow God or other gods.
A God.
Christian. Yeah. There are many people. There are many gods out there that people are following.
That's true, too.
You know, very many. So this could have been the God against penises, which I don't know if that's a bad God right there. Like, apparently, don't want life around anymore because a lot of life comes out of those bad boys, you know? A lot.
Millions.
Trillions.
Gazillions?
I don't know what's after that, but yes.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Is even gazillions in action? Is that the actual thing after trillion?
Let me see.
Yeah. All right, so Milton Wainwright, like I said, devout Christian, hated walking past the Woodville Organ Museum and seeing all these phallic-looking objects in his line of sight. So what did he do? Take a chainsaw to them because his hacksaw that he had wasn't working. And all I can say is I just went turtle mode, y'all. Woo-hoo. I'm inside, y'all. I am. Ooh, that thing is scared to death of this guy. All right, this man is very much against them.
He said enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
He even went to go buy.
I mean, the dude's 78 at that point in time. It's like, you know. Yeah.
Oh, he's probably walking by for like 30, 40 years, seeing that sink.
Just a little envious. He's like, they still got what I don't. They're getting all of them's joining me in the penisless life.
Oh, man. I wonder what triggered him. He's like, one day to waking up. You know what, Betsy? That's it.
That's it.
I'm going to go buy a damn chainsaw. That's it for all those.
All of them are gone. He's all he has defaced.
Now he's a happier
dismembered
man. In jail, probably.
For dismembering statues. Yeah. What do we got?
So it is not an actual number, but it is a word to describe an unquantifiable number.
Gazillion?
Okay. Gazillion. So gazillion or a zillion.
Or a zillion.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay.
So it is not an actual number, but it's a word to describe an unquantifiable number.
Cool.
Right on.
There you go.
Nice. Thank you.
That was actually a big word for me. I didn't stumble. I'm happy about that.
Enough.
Go me.
Of the penis talk, but one last thing. You can't say happiness without saying penis. Just wanted to throw that out there. You're welcome, guys. On that note, Aaron. Is she there? Do we got a foreign correspondent to save the show? Enough news.
She's there. Aaron, can you help us here?
Yes.
How's it going, guys?
Hey. Yes. Hey. How we doing? What do we got for us, Aaron? Save us, please.
Derek, I would like to save you. You were talking earlier how you eat pancakes for breakfast all the time. Maybe you should stop and you could drop some LBs. Some life advice for you.
Whoa.
You
know, jeez.
Touche, Aaron. I can always count on you to give me the straight to it facts and just let me know. Change my diet. Probably healthier for me. But I can't. I love pancakes. And waffles.
It's called love.
Aaron. It is love. I know.
Tough love.
Tough love? Okay.
Okay, Aaron, what are you talking about today?
Yeah, we've got I'll give you guys a hockey update.
Puck yeah!
Much to my dismay, I knew that was going to happen. Anywho, we're well into the season. We're on to week 3. We've got one team that is still undefeated. That is the Carolina Hurricane. They are 8-0 currently. We've got another team, the Florida Panthers. They're 8-0-1, so that's pretty impressive. However, their head coach did just quit. He was the coach of the Blackhawks at the time. Yeah, Joel Quenneville. Yeah, so when all that came out with the investigation into the sexual harassment, he decided to quit, which is probably better, probably good for the Florida Panthers. They were great last year, so it's definitely going to throw them into a little bit of chaos, but I can only imagine this is going to be good for him, good on Joel. Who knows exactly what happened, but I'm sure Florida is much better off with him or without him.
You should probably have a meeting with good old Mr. Milton Wainwright, you know?
Right?
Yeah. That little chainsaw.
Yeah, I'm sure Kyle Beach wouldn't be upset about that.
I'm sorry, I had to do it.
Seattle, I think, is the other really interesting team. Obviously, they're the new team in the NHL. They're off to a mediocre start, 3-5-1. They are new, though. And it's tough. They've got big boots to fill. When the Knights stormed onto the scene, they obviously made it to the Stanley Cup Finals in 2017. So slow start for them. But since their arena is called the Climate Pledge Arena, I'm sure that's going to garner them lots of wins.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely going to get some good mojo in the air
right
there.
That's a name right there.
Now, speaking of names, how much longer do you think the Carolina Hurricanes can have that name? With all the torment and pain hurricanes cause on a yearly basis. Yes. I'm just saying, Aaron, that hurts me just hearing that term. I feel like we need to get rid of the NHL needs
considering
to step up.
Considering the fact that we haven't gotten rid of the other quote-unquote supposedly problematic names in the league.
I don't know what that could be.
Which ones are you talking about?
Talking about like the Blackhawks?
The Blackhawks, yeah.
That's nothing but respect to the former Native Americans that were in that area, and they're a fearsome competitor.
I don't disagree with you. However, wow, that one's probably got to go before the hurricane.
I don't know. I feel like a lot more hurricanes are killing people than Blackhawks these days. You know, am I just saying?
No, like, you're right. You're
more
right.
Hurricanes of, yeah.
Would it be Ottawa and Detroit right after that?
Wait,
the Flames might be problematic too.
Yeah, a lot of Flames. Yeah, Flames are really. That's actually, dude. I take it back.
No,
you know,
no, the
Flames,
Red Wings.
First one's got to go.
Oh, no, the Detroit Red Wings.
Why the Red Wings? What against Red Wings?
I don't know. I feel like that might be some
Brad,
Native American.
Come with better fire next time. That's
well,
just, that's
I,
just,
okay,
that's
maybe the Ottawa pick. Senators.
That was terrible.
No,
what's wrong with that?
I don't know.
I take it back. Senators are awful
are
people.
Pretty offensive, if you ask
yeah.
me.
Yeah, Senators are terrible.
They take that's a lot right. of my money away. Okay,
touche. Yeah, there we okay, go. Enough. There. Down
Thank
with the
you.
Senators. All right. A reason to never root for Ottawa.
Yeah.
Another reason to hate Canada. Right.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey.
And then. Something really interesting that I wanted to bring up. Rudy mentioned this when I was on 2 weeks ago. So Evander Kane was officially suspended, and there are rumblings about why. The official statement is he just broke COVID protocol, apparently. Like, that's all they said. But word on the street is he submitted a fake vaccine card.
Yeah.
It's
literally word on the street. They have not said why.
Wow.
But the rumor is
now,
he submitted a fake vaccine card.
Evander Kane, he is a half black gentleman in the
Sharks.
In the Sharks. Yeah.
For the Sharks.
Angel, you can't have that look right there.
No.
You need all of them you can get. Okay.
Yeah.
You need, you know what? I'm just saying that you guys helping. He's helping you out. You need to turn the other cheek on this one, my man. I feel, you know? I'm here for Evander Kane. Free my man.
Free my man.
Yeah.
So, do you know?
He can't play till November 30th. Had forfeit like $1.6 million.
Damn.
Yeah, it hurt.
That's a hefty. That's a hefty hit.
Most of his salary too.
That's a hefty hit.
They don't get paid that much.
Yeah, I think his total salary for the year is like $6 or $7 million. So it's a large chunk.
That's a debt.
And
right
considering
there.
The fact that he's going through a contentious divorce right now,
an ugly one.
Not
too.
Good.
Yeah, an ugly one.
Ugh.
She's after everything.
Very ugly.
Evander. Tough look for you,
Come
my
on,
man.
Bro.
Hey, like I said, life's tough, though.
It is.
Mm-hmm. You just got to grind.
So this year's making
$7 million.
Yeah, okay.
Damn.
All right, that's a lot. Sorry, Evander. I'm still with you, but at the same point in time, like,
smarter,
no one else.
Be smarter, homie.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
I don't know. I'm not saying get it. Don't be forced into anything you don't want to, you know? That's called rape, all right? You know? So, you know, just watch out. All right, Aaron, do you have anything else for us to enlighten our day?
Pretty much it. I will say the Sharks are 5-3. Colorado is 4-4. I've got big hopes for Colorado, though.
I like how you're riding with that team. That's a good hey.
Yeah.
I feel like avalanches don't do that much damage to people. They happen. They're just not as. I feel like we can prepare for them. So I think the avalanche.
As long as you get like an avalanche suit, you'll be fine.
Yeah. There you go.
That's actually
totally not true. As someone who lives in Utah now, but nice try.
Wait. What? Don't you get, like, the little inflatable suits that help you, like, stay above the snow as it goes down?
Yeah, those don't always work. We had an avalanche earlier in the year. 8 were caught in it. 3 died.
So. Oh, take it back. Avalanche is on the list now. They're on the list.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Take it back.
I'll,
I didn't realize how bad avalanches were.
Tell them they need to change their name.
I need to check my privilege.
Wait, did any of those people have suits on?
Yeah. No, they all did.
Dang it.
Wow. See?
Yeah, but it's so strong. It, like... You know,
I was
just
say, it's a lot of force coming down on you.
That's a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Like, even if you have an inflatable vest on and you're in a wave, you're not just going to shoot up to the top.
Well, no, but it's going to help you. I don't know. I'm from Chico. I don't know these things.
Yeah. Check your privilege, Brad, all right? You don't know nothing about anything. All right, Aaron.
That's why I'm on the show.
Talk to you later, guys.
Appreciate the love and support. We'll check you later next week. All right. That was our four correspondent doing the Lord's work and making a show a little bit better for
every
y'all.
Week, a little bit more PG.
A little bit more PG.
Well, somewhat, then you kind of come in and...
I have to do that.
Spice
it's a must.
It up a little bit,
Now, we have like 2 minutes left on the show, and we haven't talked football in quite some time. So we're going to bypass our introduction because as great as it is, it does take up too much time and there's too much to get into. So much to get into. Don't get into it. Don't play it. Why? Because I got to give the proper love. Big weekend once again in the Premier League because that's the league that we focus on the most. And that's where the best ones action's happening right now. Chelsea stays at top of the league.
Let's go. Let's go.
Looking primed and ready to take this league right now, even though there's some stiff competition. Liverpool had a fantastic week last week, taking down Man U. But know what? Not this week. They had a tough little decision against Brighton, right? Brighton. They draw with them 2-2.
Yep.
Dropping points. Can't drop points, boys. Cannot drop
Especially
points.
Especially against the lower teams.
Not Brighton's playing really well this year. Got to give props to Brighton. And they are hanging tough in the top half of the table right now. And they're going to give a lot of teams some trouble. They are a fun team to watch out for. So they can give some teams some stick. Yeah. So Liverpool, they had it tough. They had it very tough. That being said, Man United, tough week last week. What do? They come up against Londoners and take down Tottenham Hotspurs 2-0. Tough love for the Tottenham Hotspurs. What do they do after that? They fired their manager as well. Boom. Nuni is out. Bam. Who's in? Conte. Conte gets signed by Tottenham. He is there. He is done. Officially in there. Conte.
I didn't
Antonio
know
Conte is now Tottenham Hotspurs
Since
head.
When?
Today.
I didn't even...
Today, you are welcome. Breaking news here on the show.
Absolutely shocked. You almost died.
Conte's in Tottenham.
Tottenham has got themselves a legit manager right there. Took them only looking terrible.
An ex-Chelsea.
To get Conte there, who knows how to win in a lot of places. Done so in Serie A. Had done so in the Premier League. Yep. He is a manager. Knows what he's doing. He led the Italian national team for a period as well. The dude's a legend. So, Tottenham fans, I don't know where you are at because you're few and far between, I feel, because your bare heads are usually in the sand at this point in time. Take it out and peek around a little bit. Looks pretty good out there. Other people to look out for. Arsenal, you're doing well yourself. Getting some dubs out there as well. Taking down Leicester City. You all are staying put with Man U. So you all looking all right.
Yeah.
You're all looking all right. Now, that is our time right now, so there's not any time to get into because that's what we do here. We always run out of time and more topics to get into. But appreciate y'all for lending your ears for this past hour. Hopefully y'all enjoyed the nonsense that we always do around here. We'll be back next week, though, providing you nothing but the good times.
Game over, man. Game over.
Next up, the show.
Here it is.
From deep inside your audio device of choice.
Wow, it's dusty in here.